lawmakers will consider legislation to allow county jail inmates to vote in elections. Bill HB 4469 specifically directs Illinois county jails to allow eligible inmates to vote by mail. It would also establish a temporary polling place inside the Cook County Jail. County jails would also be required to provide eligible inmates with a voter registration application upon their request and upon their release. The Illinois Department of Corrections, county jails, and probation offices would also have to make available current resource material on voting rights. State Representative Julia Stratton of Chicago, who is running for the lieutenant governor on the J.B. Spritzer campaign, introduced the bill. Several Democratic lawmakers have signed on as co-sponsors. The bill has been moved to the Rules Committee. In other news, the Southern Illinois University says its spring enrollment fell 8.8% this year compared to last spring. Numbers released by university shows that the school's enrollment is about 13,350 students this spring compared to about 14,640 last spring. The Southern Illinoisan reports Friday that the SIU chancellor says that decline was expected. He says in a statement that new students don't typically enroll in the spring and some students graduate in December. He says that enrollment is our primary focus as we revitalize SIU and that the school is working on proposals that will create excitement and opportunities for students as well as faculty. Fall enrollment fell at SIU. Enrollment for 2017 fall semester dropped nearly 9% compared to the previous year. The longest-serving mayor in Illinois is preparing to retire at the age of 91. The Southern Illinoisan reports that Bob Butler has served as mayor of Marion for nearly 55 years. He took office in 1963 and has been elected by the three generations of voters. Butler says he has always had his own way of doing things, but that he doesn't believe it was much different than anybody else would be given the time he has served. He says his decisions weren't always the most popular, but that he was usually justified in the long run. Butler expects an easy transition with incoming Mayor Anthony Ranella. He says he thinks Ranella will prove he's up for being mayor between now and the next election.
Do you think you're the cutest couple around? Do your friends tell you how cute you are? Well, if they do,
Academic Conference Tournament hosted by Fairfield Thursday night. The Lions beat Murfreesboro 200-100, Mount Vernon 160-140, and Centralia 180-160. Captain Haley Merbarger led the scoring with 15, Aaron Brown had 3, Lucas Busy buzzed for 2, and Emily Need and Elias Cook each contributed 1. Brianna Robinson contributed on bonuses. In other news, Sisney Middle School student Riley Beckel, the 8th grade daughter of Mark and Crystal Beckel, has won the annual county spelling bee. Riley correctly spelled the word telegenic to win the bee, which went on 25 rounds. Tisha Harrell, a 7th grader from Sisney Middle School, was the runner-up. The bee was held Thursday evening at Fairfield City Hall with Dr. David Mills, Jasper School Superintendent, as the MC. Judges for the evening were Corey Copeland and Dee Monge. Bruce Dickey was the official pronouncer. Other participants were Lucinda Chrisman and Abby Hedden from Center Street School, Kira Freeman and Brett Hallam of Jeff, Hunter Biggs and Ella Grace Mays from Jasper School, Landon Harrelson and Kelby Rush from New Hope School, and Joel Bean and Lucas Snow from the Wayne City Junior High School. The Fairfield Community High School varsity scholastic team went 2-1 in a conference meet on Thursday evening. FCHS defeated Salem and Centralia and narrowly fell to Marion. Senior Sam Beach was named MVP of the meet. Answering toss-ups for Fairfield Community High School were Sam Beach with 24, Amber Clark with 2, Ethan Kakak with 2. Also participating for FCHS were Gary Davis, Cody Golthorpe, Cassidy Hayes, Chloe Hodges, Tyler Hooper, Hannah Odom, and Cody Todd. FCHS moves to 22-10 on the year. In other news, the 96th annual meeting of the Wayne County Farm Bureau will be held on Thursday, March 22, 2018 at the First Christian Church, 100 West Center Street in Fairfield, Illinois, beginning at 6 p.m. The business meeting will include approval for the minutes of last year's annual meeting, treasurer's report, acts and deeds of the board, selection of delegates to the 2018 Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting, president's report, manager's report, affiliate reports, amending the bylaws, and any other business that might properly come for the membership. Elections will be held in the following districts: District 2, Ziff, Elm River, and Jasper Township; District 4, Barnhill Township; District 6, Bedford and Lamard; District 8, 4 Mile, Arlington, and Oriole; and at large, all Wayne County. 2018 nominating committees are Jim Rush, Larry Reed, David White, Frank Buchanan, and Mark Bunnage. At the request of voting members, an amendment to Article 2, Section 12, Nomination, and Article 3, Section 1, Number and Authority of the bylaws of Wayne County Farm Bureau will be presented to the membership for their approval. Voting members in good standing as of March 1, 2018 are eligible to vote. Members must cast their ballot in person at the annual meeting. Young Leader Committee members will be collecting non-perishable foods, donations for the Young Leader Harvest for All program. Members are asked to bring food items to the meeting. The meeting will be preceded by dinner. Registration is requested by March 15, 2018. To review the amendment to the bylaws or learn additional information about the annual meeting, stop by the Wayne County Farm Bureau office at 301 East Court Street in Fairfield. Call the office at 618-842-3342 or go to www.waynecfb.com.
Register online for a chance to win 4 tickets to experience unforgettable feats of strength and heart with the whole family when Disney on Ice presents Reach for the Stars at the Ford Center in Evansville on March 8th. Register today at WFIWradio.com for your chance to win a family 4-pack to see Disney on Ice at the Ford Center. Full contest details can be found at WFIWradio.com.
All right, America. H&R Block has some good news. For a limited time only, you could get a refund advance loan of up to $3,000 the same day you file at Block. That's right. You could get up to $3,000 today. No interest. Told you it was good news. To learn more or find participating locations near you, visit hrblock.com. Get your taxes, one. Optional tax refund related loan from BofI Federal Bank. Not your tax refund. $500, $750, $1,250, or $3,000 loans offered. Approval and loan amount based on expected refund and other conditions. Funds loaded on prepaid card. Tax returns may be e-filed without applying for this loan. Fees for other products or features may apply.
Crude oil is at $58.50, unchanged since yesterday. Retired Edwards County Judge John Ludmark, 87, died Friday evening at the Rest Haven Manor in Albin. He served 2 terms as Edwards County Judge and was a past member of the Illinois Judges Association. He was a member of the Albin First United Methodist Church and a former chairman of the Albin Methodist Church Administrative Board. He was also a former Grayville Lions Club and Albin Rotary Club member. John Lundmark is survived by his wife Mary, 2 sons, Craig of Minneapolis and Bruce of Akron, Ohio, 1 daughter, Kathy Lundmark of Gainesville, Maryland, and 1 grandson, Trevor Ruiz. The body of John Lundmark is to be cremated with services held at a later date. The Nails Funeral Home of Albin is in charge of all the arrangements. Nigel B. Faulkner, 99 of Fairfield, passed away on January 31st at Aperion Healthcare in Fairfield. She was a kitchen helper, having worked at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. She attended the Church of God and Full Gospel Tabernacle for several years. She was born March 21st, 1918, in Hugo, Colorado, to Paris Brown and Bonnie Brown. She married Gerald Faulkner on June 25, 1937. She is survived by son Charles Faulkner of Fairfield, LaDonna Lapikus of Fairfield, and Carolyn Cole of Stockton, California. 8 grandchildren, Marlene Olson of Brattleboro, Vermont, Denise Kelly of Colton, Oregon, Marty Romero of Lodi, California, Glennis Tormina of Santa Cruz, California, Radonna Sue McKinney of Normal, Illinois, Evan Ewing of Scheller, Illinois, Kevin Ewing of Fairfield, Illinois, and Jamie Faulkner of Norfolk, Virginia. 16 great-grandchildren, 20 great-great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. She was preceded in death by her parents, husband, 1 son, Franklin Faulkner, 4 sisters, Opal Plasters, Ruth Gibson, Gail Knudsen, Esther Brown, and 1 brother, Henry Brown. The body will be cremated with a celebration of life to be held at a later date. Online condolences can be made at www.nailsfuneralhome.com. Leland A. Lee Rubenacker, 88, a resident of Dahlgren, Illinois, passed away Friday, February 2, 2018 at Hamilton Memorial Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. He was born April 7, 1929 in Hamilton County, Illinois, to Anthony John and Carolyn Catherine Rubenacker. He married Charlene Joan Frey on November 24, 1949, and she preceded him in death. A farmer in the life, he was also a member of the Hamilton County Farm Bureau and attended St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Piopolis, Illinois. Lee is survived by 2 sons, Roger Rubenacker of Dahlgren and Alan Rubenacker of Dahlgren. three grandchildren, Devin Rubenacker, Dana Hampson, and Danny Rubenacker, all of Dahlgren. Three great-grandchildren, Leland Rubenacker, Blakely Rubenacker, Alana Hampson, and one brother, Melvin Rubenacker of McLeansboro. Funeral Mass will be held Monday, February 5th, 2018, at 10 a.m. at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Piopolis. Visitation will be held Sunday, February 4th, 2018, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro with a rosary at 6 p.m. He will be laid to rest in St. John the Baptist Cemetery in Piopolis following the funeral mass. Memorial donations may be made to the St. Jude's Hospital and will be accepted at the Golson Funeral Home. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. On February 1st, 2018, at 5:55 p.m., God needed an angel, so he chose Doris J. Parker. She died at SSM Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon, Illinois. She was born on January 26, 1928, in Ligonier, Illinois, the daughter of Elvin William and Nita C. Pontius. Doris began her teaching career out of high school at the age of 17. She earned her college degree from McKendree University. She taught many years at the Sims Grade School and as the principal and also the third and fourth grade teacher. She also worked many years for the Fairfield Public School District, where she retired from in 1988 after touching many little lives. Survivors include her husband Charles Duckworth of Fairfield, one daughter, Billy Green, one grandson, Kelly Green, and one great-granddaughter, Holly Green, all of Lebanon, Illinois, one stepdaughter, Debbie Duckworth, and husband Mark Townsend of San Antonio, Texas, one stepson, Greg Duckworth of Springerton, Illinois, one brother, Ronnie Pontius of Arlington Heights, Illinois, one sister, Jane Miller of Brown Towns, Illinois, and the love of her life, her cat Rufus. She was preceded in death by her parents, one sister Betty Combs, one brother Bud Pontius, and her beloved dog Gravy. Funeral services for Doris Parker will be held at 1 p.m. on Saturday, February 10, 2018, at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in the Hammock Cemetery in Springerton, Illinois. Visitation will be 11 a.m. until the time of service at the funeral home. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the Cumberland Presbyterian Church in Fairfield and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of the arrangements. Condolences can be made to the family at www.facebook.com/Johnson-Avon Funeral Home. Georgia L. Isles, 75, of Fairfield, died at 2:56 a.m. on Friday, February 2, 2018, at the St. Louis University Hospital in St. Louis, Missouri. Through the years, she had been a secretary at J.M. Jones Grocery Warehouse in Champaign, Illinois, worked for Gas for Less in Fairfield, and also worked at Southside Cafe, which was owned by her husband, Jim. Georgia was born on May 20, 1942, to Christopher Columbus and Lois McCully. She was married to Jim Isles. Survivors include her husband, Jim, one son, Danny Isles of Fairfield, one daughter, Roberta Marshall of Sims, four grandchildren, Brent Marshall, Gary Marshall, Julia Isles, and Josh Isles, seven great-grandchildren, Cabron Marshall, Kylie Aspen, Waylon and Huxley Marshall, Ava and Brianna Ernst, four grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, two brothers, Chris McCauley of Owensville, Indiana, and Ron McCauley of Wayne City, Illinois, one sister, Clarice Jones of Homer, Illinois. She was preceded in death by her parents, and one sister, Millie Long. Funeral services for Georgia Isle will be 1 p.m. on Tuesday, February 6, 2018, at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in the Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until the time of service at the funeral home. Memorials can be made to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of the arrangements. Condolences can be made to the family at www.facebook.com/Johnson-Vaughn Funeral Home.
Do you have a photo you cherish? Let Fairfield Printing and Graphics help share your favorite digital photos in a big, beautiful way by giving canvas prints as gifts to family and friends. At Fairfield Printing and Graphics, you can turn baby and family portrait, engagement and wedding photos, memorable vacation shots, and much more into stunning canvas pictures that anyone would be proud to display in their home or office. Go to Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive for whatever you need, or give them a call at 842-4048.
Hi, it's Mark and Tom from The Morning Show.
You know, on The Morning Show, we're all about giving.
making people happy. That's our goal.
And we sure did with Stephanie Johnson. She is headed out to sea.
We can get voice.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Stephanie Johnson?
Yes, it is.
Do you know who we are?
I think you're WFIW because I think that you drew my name out for that cruise.
So, Stephanie,
have
you ever been on a cruise?
No, I haven't.
And
okay,
congratulations.
Thank you.
So keep listening for your chance to win.
Go to the website, WFIWradio.com.
In local sports and boys high school basketball at the Benton Ridge Heron Classic, Hamilton County beat Gallatin County 57-55, Carmi White County over Gorville 51-35, and Jonesboro defeated Edwards County 58-43, Benton over Staunton 52-21, Mount Carmel defeated Marion 60-42, and Heron beat Totopolis 69-48. In the regular season, Wayne City over Flora 44-38, JV Wayne City over Flora 44-36, Red Hill defeated Sisney 47-30, Crab Orchard defeated Galatia 84-76, Thompsonville over Joppa 57-40, Mount Vernon beat Cahokia 57-46, Johnson City over Hardin County 57-37. Junior high boys basketball in the SIJHSAA Classics S State Tournament at Wren Lake, Sisney over Waltonville 40-29. Sisney will play Monday at 3:30 at Wren Lake. Steelville over Centralia St. Mary's 46-25. Gorville defeats New Athens 54-23. Aviston over Raccoon 41-40. Carrier Mills defeats Cairo 67-54. Altamont over Pinckneyville 40-36. And Rome defeats Olney St. Joe 51-13. In high school wrestling, Class 1A Fairfield Regional, Dylan Hefner got third place at 220. Theron Stewart, third place at 196. Alex King, third place at 170. Jaden Strusel, fourth place at 182. Lane Harvey, fourth place at 120. Hefner, Stewart, and King advance to the Vandalia sectional, and Harvey are alternates. In national sports, in the NBA, Clippers beat the Bulls 113-103. Pistons over the Heat 111-107. Pacers defeated the 76ers 100-92. The Wizards cast a spell over the Magic, 115-98. The Rockets soared past the Cavaliers, 120-88. The Timberwolves took a bite out of the Pelicans, 118-107. The Jazz danced all over the Spurs, 120-111. The Nuggets beat the Warriors, 115-108. The Mavericks over the Kings, 106-99. In the NHL, the Canadiens stomped the Ducks, 5-2. Senators beat the Flyers, 4-3. Bruins over the Maple Leafs, 4-1. Blues shut out the Sabres, 1-0. Panthers defeated the Red Wings, 3-2. Devils defeated the Penguins, 3-1. Islanders just squeaked by the Blue Jackets, 4-3. The Jets soared over the Avalanche, 3-0. Predators preyed on the Rangers, 5-2. The Stars devastated the Wild, 6-1. The Flames burnt the Blackhawks, 4-3. The Lightning electrified the Canucks, 4-2, and the Kings shut out the Coyotes, 6-0. In the NCAA, Michigan State beat Indiana, 63-60. Missouri over Kentucky, 69-60. St. John's defeated Duke, 81-77. And Tennessee beat Ole Miss, 94-61.
The original company radio stations presents Comedy Night in Vincennes, featuring Bob and Tom comedians Kostaki Economopoulos and Josh Arnold, March 23rd at Adams Coliseum. Tickets are on sale now at tocbigdeals.com, with a full cash bar from Willie's Pub and French Lick's very own Joe Dirt lookalike as a bartender. And after the show, we'll have karaoke and a meet and greet. Comedy Night in Vincennes, with Kostaki Economopoulos and Josh Arnold, March 23rd at Adams Coliseum. Buy tickets now at tocbigdeals.com.
It's time now for your classic hits forecast. Today, a chance of flurries after 3 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high around 37. Tonight, mostly cloudy during the evening, then gradually clearing with a low around 11. Monday, increasing clouds with a high near 31. Monday night, a 30% chance of snow before midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 25. We keep you informed when you need to know about severe weather, or your classic hits station, or WFIW 104.9 FM.